You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nick the Moose Batzer, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, Tuesday the 18th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's talk to Zach Mir, as we always do. First thing, let's kick off with our broker slide, the broker forecast, Tullow Oil, Shire Aggreko. Three picks from your good self. Why have you chosen these, and what are you thinking this morning, Zach?
Tullow Oil, obviously a nightmare in the recent past. Shares were near £9 in June. They're now sort of 480, 490. Still trying to find a floor there. Technically, it looks as though let's say the shares are making a big effort to turn around. The RSI looks encouraging, but 10-day average at 484, shares still at 469, so a bit of work to do there. But Liberum Capital have already gone bullish, even though they've lowered their target from 888 pence to 720, but they're going for a buy there, which may be palatable for the brave.
Okay.
Shire, great favourite of mine in terms of it should have been taken over by an American group. Hopefully one day it will be. Shares went down to £35 after that. I can't actually remember the name of the people who retreated from that situation. But once the bid was...
Abbeville?
Yes, that's right. Good people. Once they chickened out, Shire's share price fell down to £35, now up to £44 again. So rebounding, and we've got a £46 target from JP Morgan.
Okay, and Aggreko?
I think the story here is that we're trying to work out whether this is an ex-growth company or not, a temporary power group. Sort of has lots of competition around the place. But JP Morgan, neutral at the moment, £16.75 is the target there, and the shares are a pound below that at the moment.